Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
We rise and declare that no one nowhere compares to your love. Okay, I think that is working. Put your hands together for Jesus. Alright. The conference is almost ended. Amen. And this afternoon, we have the word of God coming to us again. And this time, my friend, Reverend Dr. Ike, is bringing God. Yesterday, he taught us 14 different things that we can go a little, we can do a little bit more in. And I have done two. I took two out of his 14, and I went a little bit more into those two. Today, he's coming again to continue. When he finishes, the conference has ended. Everybody say, oh. Yeah, but you see, this is just the beginning. God has just begun something here in Ho with us. Amen. And I believe that he's going to sustain it and he's going to make it even more glorious. So if you're excited and ready for the word, want to stand to your feet, put your hands together, and let us welcome Reverend Emmanuel Colley.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. Is it that some people have gone home or new people came to add up? Lift up your hands and let's pray. Everlasting Father, we thank you so much. Hey! Close your eyes and lift up your hands. Anointing will fall on you. And those at this session, okay, they can move here. Those who are at the other side, they look different and far from us. Lift up your Father. We thank you for gathering once again after a break time. We pray that, Lord, let your word captivate our hearts. Let your word touch our hearts, Lord. By the preaching of your word, let foolishness be out of our lives. Satan, we curse you in this place. May you lose your hood. May the blood of Jesus touch each and every one of us. We ask the Lord, the entrance of your word will give us light and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Beautiful. Take your seat. Ashes, please help me. Those there, come. Okay. Always when you come to church, always when you come to church, try and come forward. Maybe they'll be sharing something before it gets to your turn. It's finished. Okay, I don't know if you were so blessed by the reading that Reverend William shared with us. You have to read. Yes, you have to read. It will improve your communication. You can do a lot of by reading. Hey, Yevuga, sit down. By reading, a lot of things will change in your life. Amen. And so, when you leave, when this conference is over, try as much as possible and read. I can't preach that message any better. Hallelujah. But this afternoon, I'll pause at the point. Reverend William will come and finish. Did you bring my envelope I gave you yesterday? Beautiful. And now I'll pray for you. Don't worry. I'll finish at the point, Reverend William. Hey! Look at your. Hey! Look at your. You make my afternoon. So, we are still on, can't you do just a little bit more? Let's all say it together. I can't hear you. Conference participants, say it again. Can't you do, it's a question, can you not do just a little bit more? Oh, clap for my people. Clap. These are the people. These are the people who came for the real people. People, you came to look for a boyfriend and girlfriend. They are the real. They are sucking the message. Amen. But I want to preach something strange. And the title of my preaching is Little Things You Must Not Do. Little Things You Must Not Do. Yes. Little things that when you do, it will spoil you. Do you understand the preaching topic? Yeah. Give me 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23. 2 Kings 2. Verse quickly, and I don't have a lot of time, so when I mention the scripture, we put second. Yes, madam, you are doing well. Your money has increased. And he went up from thence unto Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him. And he said, and they said unto him, go up, thou bowed head. Go up, thou bowed head. These are little children laughing at a pastor, a prophet, which some of you do. You wouldn't know, you wouldn't like to know the end of this story. Hallelujah. So as little children, there are things we do. You think it's a little thing. You think it's a small thing you are doing, but that small thing can spoil you. You can get spot. Madam, Alessia. It can spoil you. Let me just go quickly. The first one is called a little sleep. A little sleep. A little sleep can spoil you. Everybody say a little sleep. Proverbs 24:33. A little sleep can spoil you. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. What happens? 34. What happens in 34? So shall thy poverty come. You will never be poor in Jesus' name. Yeah. Those of you like sleeping. You like sleeping. You sleep as a girl and you wake up at 10 a.m. and you say you are looking for a man to marry you. A little sleep. A little sleep. Just a little. Let me tell you, if you are a sister, never sleep for the sun to arise on you. No. If you do that, you don't get a good man to marry you. A little sleep brings poverty. How many of you want to be rich? Most of you, when you see people driving nice cars, it tells you that they've done Sakawa. It's not all of us who did Sakawa to buy our car. So, yes. This world is run by tired people. You like sleeping too much. You sleep too much. If you are a student and you sleep too much, you will fail your exams. Hey, Mauto. It's called Enya. I thought it's Mauto because here everything is Mauto, Maunyo, Maugan, Mause, Maulolo. Mauli. Maugan. Oh, there's no Maugan. Mawena. What's the feminine for Mauli? Oh, man is Mauli. Woman to is Mauli. This place here, things are different. Where I'm coming from is different.
A little sleep. Tell your neighbor, a little sleep. And you will sleep. Even when we are waking you up to pray, we cannot wake you up. You sleep. You come to church, you sleep. You go to school, teacher is not coming small, no, you are off. A little sleep. A little sleep. If you have the habit of sleeping, one day you will sleep and they will steal you away. You wake up, no, you are in Afghanistan. Because somebody came to steal you. A little sleep. A little sleep. You like sleeping. You sleep too much. By 8 o'clock, you are switched off. Even if we do something, I don't do. You ask for your eyes, you open after 8. So, doctor say you should sleep 8 hours a day. Hey! Do you think the people who are making it in life, they sleep 8 hours? If you sleep 8 hours a day, by the time you are dying, you would have slept 1/3 of your life away. That we have 24 hours divided by 3 is what? 1/8. Yeah. You have 1/3 of your life. You use it to sleep. Wake up into the night. That's why you can't come for all night. When we say saved all night, it will be only 3 of us. Yeah, you're supposed to sleep for 10 hours. You say, oh, doctors, if you sleep for a long time, your liver will function well and your kidneys will also be very good. And it will help in proper circulation from the arteries to the ventricles and into your heart and the chambers of your heart to be very... It's a lie. You know, I'm a doctor. Even doctor doesn't sleep 8 hours. The people who said we should sleep 8 hours, they themselves, they don't sleep 8 hours. May poverty never come to you. Yeah. You see that man in your area who wears shorts and wear very big suit. I don't want to mention his name, but everybody has some of such people in their area. Early morning, you see them, they are going to drink alcohol and come back. They wear shorts and a big suit. The suit is usually black, oversized. It looks like parachute. You see them walking around. Poor people. All of them had the mind of becoming rich one day, but they wasted their lives away. Number 2, a little disobedience. A little what? A little what? What happens to you when you have a little disobedience in your life? Disobedience is when we ask you not to do something and you do it. It's disobedience. Proverbs 29 verse 1. When we are advising you, don't do something, and you decide to do it. Yeah. He said, he that being often reproved, harden his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed without remedy. This is a big English. Give me a different version. Give me like NLT. Whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. You don't accept correction. You go to school, teacher beats you. You come and tell your mother. Your mother will wear jeans to go and face the teacher. Oh yeah, it doesn't happen here. You cry from your school to the house, and your mother will wear jeans. Who beat you? It please is teacher Amwaku, teacher Gameli, because the man and Ewen name teacher Gameli. Teacher Gameli, siya, mama. Then he said, Vaminjo. You are following your mother. He said, today Gameli will see something. A little disobedience. You don't respect your mother. you are here, you don't respect your mother. When your mother talks, you throw your hands in the air. You don't respect. When your father talks, you talk back. You are a disrespectful child. A little disobedience. How do you say disrespect in Ewe? It's too Greek. I can't say it. Yeah. You are a disobedient child. You don't respect anybody. A little disobedience, you send it out of your house. You don't respect anybody. Look at you sitting down here. When you come to church, you look like an angel. When you go home, we should come in. You see, that is why we don't visit you at home. Oh. If we visit you at home, the things your mother will say about you, your mother will ask us, are you the pastor? Are you the one who pastored? Are there similar issue like that when a church member went to pay school fees for her? Because the parents were not paying the school fees. So we went so that she could write BC. When I went, the teacher asked me, please, are you saying you are the pastor? You are this girl's pastor? I said, yes. He said, pastor, don't you have anything to use your money for? You see, you are very disobedient. Your mother say, come home 8 o'clock. He said, right now I'm grown. They want to micromanage my life. Hey! And I'm of age. It's my response. Do you know what it means to come home after 8 p.m.? Let me tell you, the people who rape people, they do it after 8 p.m. That's why there's a drink called 8 p.m. After all the bad things happen after 8 p.m. Yeah. My protocol will not allow me to say something I want to say even in the microphone. Hallelujah. He said, whoever stubbornly, give me message Bible and let's see whether it will give us one. Yeah. He said, for people who hate discipline and only get more stubborn, there will come a day when life tumbles in and they break. But then it will be too late to help them. Too late. Too late. By the time you think that you are of age and you don't want to disobey again, we cannot help you again. Too late. A little disobedience. A little disobedience. A little disobedience will spoil you. Let me tell you, having a breast, do you know breast? Fofo. How do you say breast in? No. Doesn't make you equal with your mother. Yeah. The most important part of your body is not your breast, it's your brain. Tell you, the most important part of your body is not your breast. What is breast? Breast is fat adipose tissue. I should speak medical. No, people sit down, people sit down. So you do, and then over time, I'll get problem. Adipose tissue. The guy who say you are very beautiful is because of your breast. It's not because of anything. No. Abba, if you look at your face in the mirror, do you think if you were the boy, you ever tell that face that is a beautiful girl? No. A little I have to close. A little disobedience. Hallelujah. It can spoil you. Why, church? You see, and the disobedience, it comes at a certain stage of your life. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We can't control you again. You are on your own. You do what you like. You do what you like. Now, when you talk to your mother, it's like exchange of words. I've come. What? These are the things you do. You say to your mother. You say, some of your mothers are afraid of you. Afraid of you. No, they don't talk your matter. There's a scripture in Proverbs. He said that a child left to himself. Look for that scripture. He said, a child left to himself brings disgrace or something to the mother and something to the father. Do you know a child left to himself? It's like a stew we have left on the fire. like a stew. We are doing stew, and the stew said that we should leave it on the fire. When it is done, okay, it's what? Verse 15 of this one. Give me verse 15 of this one. You tell that if I'm well cooked, I'll jump from the fire. A child left to himself. Wise discipline impart wisdom. Sport adolescent embarrass. Give me King James. Adolescent. Yeah, the rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. That's why your mother is always worried. And they ask you, whose child are you? Next one. Let me go quickly. Next thing that can spoil you. Something later you will do that can spoil you. A later carnality. Romans 8 verse 6. A later carnality. By being carnal a bit. Not doing your quiet time. Not coming to church for 2 weeks. For to be carnally minded is death. Carnally minded. Your mind is carnal. You watch pornography. You watch bad movies. Bad movies. At your age, don't watch a movie that the people acting in the movie are older than you. Or I've not spoken sense. So that's why you should be watching. You should be watching cartoons. If you put on the TV, the people you see are older than you, put it off. Watch people like your age. For to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded, your mind is carnal. A little carnality, it will destroy you. You have not come to church 1 week, nothing has happened 2 weeks, nothing happened 3 weeks, 4 weeks, that's 1 month. You don't come. When we ask you, so nothing. Do you know a lot of people who don't come to church? It's not like they have any reason though. When you say, oh, I just don't feel. Look, church, coming to church is never a feeling though. That's why you don't take important decisions on feelings. Because feelings come and go. You want to marry because of feelings. Your whole life, you want to marry a girl because of feeling. Oh, no. We're not taught that. To feeling. How much do you have? How many times do you have feelings even in a week? Yeah. And this is my girl said, they understand the preaching. No. Hey! They are sucking the word. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. May you receive life and peace. Yeah. Carnality will bring you death. Carnality will make you die. Carnality. A little carnality, a little watching of pornography. Yes. No, just a little. You just put on your data, it has downloaded, then you see that you watch. Oh, let me watch a bit. Yeah. Before you see, you are off. Yeah. A little carnality. A little not paying attention to be spiritual. Look, to be spiritual is a constant, a continuous, and it is also a conscious effort to make. It's a deliberate attempt to be spiritual. As for to be carnal, you don't have to do anything. You just have to be there. Just be there, you'll be carnal. Just be there. Somebody will give you boyfriend, and yes, go to school, you see your class teacher is touching your buttocks and you are laughing. I say you too. And you don't say anything. Say I touch your buttocks. I say you too. Mr. Gameli, please, I want to tell you something. I dislike what you do. Sir, please don't do that again. This is the last time. The next time you touch my buttocks, I'll slap you. Is that clear? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, please, come and take the class exercise book and bring it to my house. Is that clear? Where are you coming? Come early. I say. Hey! I said, if you touch here, touch here again. Yeah. I said, touch here. Hey!
I say, hey! No, no, sir. If that is improper fraction, but sir, even the Bible says somebody slap your left, turn your right. If you touch upper east, touch upper west. Hey, a letter carnality. Then you have sent the exercise book to your teacher's room. Teachers, I said, bring the exercise book to his room. Sisters, I want to show you some things. It's not written in the book, but when you see it, run away. When you enter a man's room, number one, I'm going to give you four things. When you look at the, when you see those things, run away. Number one, when the light in his room is blue, it's blue light. When the light is blue. You people, it's okay, let me come here. No, Reverend, your people, I should be here. I said, when the light is what? Blue. Run away. He was in the battlefield far, far away. Number two. When you go, you enter the room, and there is no chair. The only place you can sit is on the mattress. Run away. He was in the battlefield. Run away. How many points have I given you? Two. The next thing, if you enter a man's room, sisters, and the mattress is not on the bed, it's on the floor. Run away. He was in the battlefield far, far away. Run away. What's point number one? When the light is blue. Point number two, when there's no chair, the only place the man can ask you to sit is on the mattress. The third one is when the bed, the mattress is on the floor. It's not that one, be careful about it. Yes. Yeah. How many points do that I was giving? Hey, you are writing. No, this point is for the sisters. Yeah. This is what it's called, how to escape rape. How to escape rape. Four keys. You want to know the last one? The last one. Is when a man sent you. And he said, bring the thing to his room. His room. Put the thing at the gate and run away. Yeah, run for your life. You are going, you are sending the book. Your little sister says, want to follow you. Hey, I'll unlock you. Go. Yeah. A little carnality, sisters. Brothers, a little carnality, to be carnal, you don't need to do anything. You see that? Your normal self, you are carnal. Next point, I have to give you quickly, my time is up. A little bad dressing. A little what? Bad dressing. You see young boys, we are on to rap. You don't dress well. We can see your boxers. Your boxers, we can't tell which color. We can't tell which color. Hey! And you have done some hair as if you have been electrocuted. The hair is standing. Oh! You say you want to be a musician. You see sisters.
they dress as if the material is finished. They only bought 2 yards, handkerchief, skirt. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 10. A little bad dressing will spoil you. And then met him with the attire. And there a woman met him. A woman met him with the attire of a harlot. Give me another version. Maybe they don't understand harlot. The woman approached him seductively. This one is, give me a message and let's see. Maybe message can do the thing. Oh, NIV. Let's see NIV. Dressed to seduce him. Then out came a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute. A prostitute. And with crafty intent. A man is texting you, have you eaten? Is he a restaurant? Have you eaten? Have you bathed? What is, have you eaten? Have you bathed? Young girl, if you have not eaten, what will he do? This short skirt, sisters, you have come to, you see, and sometimes don't make fool of my preaching. Sometimes some of this is in church. Church, oh. Safe church girl. Sister, come. Hey, no, you peace, come. Safe church girl. This young girl has come to church. Then some silly basenta leader. He said, sometimes it's just yogurt and spring rolls. Yogurt and spring rolls. It's because of the way you have dressed. Short skirt. Do you think that if you dress and me, the reverend, I can see your panties drawn? What of the man who is not in church? If me, the reverend, I can see. What of the man who is not even saved? Dress like a prostitute. But look, this is not the only type of dressing we have. There was a young girl in the Bible who dressed well. Esther, look for Esther chapter 5 verse 1. Is there something like Esther 5 verse 1? Look for it for me. Let me see. On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace and in front of the king's hall. The king was sitting on the royal throne in the hall, facing the entrance. A royal robe. You can dress like a royal. You can also dress like a prostitute. You dress, all your panties are showing, and nobody is able to tell you. When you dress, we can see your breast. We can see the nipple. The enyo. We can see the enyo. Breast is enyo. Eno. We can see all the eno. See the stand chart and the back list, everything. All the banks, we can see all. Sisters, dress. A lot of rape cases is because you don't dress well. Oh no. You hear that? They say, oh, a certain man went to defy a 6-year-old girl. Then you ask yourself, now, 6-year-old girl, come not being crying and one at home. Hey! Yeah. Dress well, oh. A little misappropriate prostitute type of dressing can spoil you. You alone, you have PS3. You have, we've come to church, coming to seek the face of God. Only you, what you are wearing is not encouraging the brothers to even have a Holy Spirit filled service. Yes. And you open your legs. You don't know why our church, we don't allow people who are not lady pastors to sit in front. You don't know why. Can't be open your legs to confuse pastor. Charlie, sit down. Thank you. Sister, dress well. This is nobody will show you, nobody will teach you. You say, unless you are green, you see people dress in different colors. It's as if you are a flag. In different. Hey, your Christmas tree. We should send you to nursery class for color lessons. Every year, different color. Here, different color. This and different. You don't even know your color combination.
Yeah, I like the poor responding at the back. A little
bad dressing. You think, look, if it is necessary and we are buying t-shirt, buy extra large. You go and wear this small shirt, it has fit you. Hey! Buy extra large. We can't see anything. You have come. It's like parachute. It will help you. Yeah, it will help you and it will help us. Yeah. Hey, you are size 15. You are wearing size 5. That's caught you. That's see you. Hey, where jalabia? That is covered everywhere. Next one. A little telling lies. You think it's nothing. Oh, mommy, I'm not the one. Oh, mommy, I wasn't the one who took it. You are sleeping. First Timothy 4:2. Look at when I'm preaching. Look at this. Look at what this is about doing. Sit down. Wait, sit down. 1 Timothy 4:2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Give me another version. You tell lies. These liars have lied so well and for a long that they have lost their capacity for truth. You have lied. You can tell lies. You see, and there are these little lies that cover things. They call it white lies. Oh, it's not like big. It's not big, something small. But those small lies, they are dangerous. Oh, it's not anything, no. So, yeah. Recently, I went to visit one of my members in the school. I actually went there too. I mean, when my members are celebrating birthday, I go to their school. If they do their birthday in school, I go where I officiate it at the school. So when I went, the headmaster was telling me some story how a certain small girl in the house, in the school, both parents are not staying together. Why did the parents divorce? Why did the parents? The small girl went to tell the mother that the father wants to sleep with her. And they discovered it was a lie after 5 years of separating. A small girl. She stood there. They call family meeting. They called the girl. Did this happen? She said, oh, yes. I was sleeping one night. My father came to wake me up and he said, you want to have sex with me? Hey! They said it. The girl said, lie is true. Later, after 5 years. So, this thing, you never think it's a big lie. Yeah, just said it. Some of you, a little lie. Oh, daddy, today when you are not in, a certain man came here and here, mommy, they went into their bedroom. This thing you have said, it means a lot of things. This thing you have said, which you know is a lie. Oh, mommy, it's not anything, but today when you left, you see the woman who is here, she came. But when she came, daddy and daddy, they were talking, they went into their bedroom. But I don't know what happened after that. But I just saw them into this. You have said this thing can make you a vagabond. Hey, where's my girl? Hey, who is that? Come, Va. Beverly, come, stand here. This should have been looking for something to buy. Stand here. Should that it has light. Go up. Okay. Everyone, your girl. Yeah. A little lie.
of you tell lies? None of you tell lies. Stop it. Those of you who are not raising up your hands, another lie you are telling. You have added another lie to your numerous lies. If you tell a lie, lift up your hand. You tell lie. It's not a serious one, biasa. It's a white lie. A little lie. It can spoil you. Something you haven't seen. You say you have seen it. Hey, you can even. Some of you, you are pathological liars. Yeah. Some of you, there is no even cause to tell a lie. But everything you say is a lie. Apart from good morning and good afternoon. Everything is a lie. You say something, we have to verify properly. Even your name, we can't trust whether you are telling us your name or it's not your name. A little telling lies can destroy you. Next one. Next one. A little watching of television. You don't think watching television can spoil you? It can. It can. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 12. A little watching of television. You know all the programs on TV. For now, we see in a mirror. No, give me King James. If you say mirror, they would think it's the mirror that they've been using to dress at home. Give me King James. He said, for now, we see through a glass darkly. The television is a glass. Anything you see on television is not true. Anything you see on television is not true. Everything is acted. Many years ago, when we watched TV, you said, so something production presents. It's a presentation. Put together different scenes, which is not real. That's why a lot of people in their mind, when a man is supposed to propose to you, say the man should kneel down with flowers and playing saxophone. Where have you seen that? No man here in ho. Which man have you seen kneeling down in soccer day? Which man have you seen kneeling down with flowers to propose to a woman? Did your father use flowers to propose to your mother? Even though she was not there, she would have seen the flower by now. This is the flower, yeah, the pictures. So where are you coming from? And I want a man, me if I want to marry a man, the man must have 5'5". Hey! 5'5". One day. I said one day. When I completed university, I completed university. Then one of my mother said she's looking for a girl for me to marry. At that time, Charlie, girls, mother, they bounced me. So they said they brought this girl. And they said, the girl, she attended tech. Kwame Nkrumah, University of Science and Technology. So I've not even seen the girl before. So they gave me a number. I called their WhatsApp. Pastor, so I even thought when I say Pastor Kra, she will know that Charlie. Then we came on WhatsApp, we're chatting. Then she said that, send me your picture. So I sent a very nice picture. Then she said, No. It's not this picture I'm looking at. I sent half, you see, send your picture, their face. I said, No. I want full picture. So I sent a full picture. When I sent a full picture, that was the last conversation. She didn't say anything again. If I call her, she doesn't pick. So after 3 months, the woman who connected me said, I tell her that, you know, how? I said, mommy, the girl, now when I call her, she doesn't, he said, did you say something? I said, I didn't say anything. And if I said something, I would have told you. Then she said, okay, she's going to verify to find out why she doesn't respond again. So when she came, so the girl said that, you should send the picture. And I said, yes, that's correct. And I sent a picture. But she asked you for full picture. And I said, yes. He said, the girl said she doesn't like, the girl said she wants men with pot belly. Yeah, so she likes it when a man dresses and the stomach has come small. And then you put the tie on it. That thing kills her. Come and see, Koyima, flat. Where is the pot belly? So that was the end. You'll be amazed what people are looking for. Hey, a man you are marrying because of ties.
You want fair ties. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Anything you like. Beverly, anything you like.
God will bless you for liking.
A little watching of television. It's like what Reverend Willa was telling us. He knew what he was saying. He was doing was a very bad thing. You see, you cannot watch television and do well. That's the way you come to church. You are even in a hurry to go home to go and watch Ghana Most Beautiful. You go and watch Date Rush. Hey! You don't want to miss Death Rush. Small girl, you can analyze the thing. You know who is getting a date, who is not getting. Whose rush is off, whose rush is on. Hey, uncle, sit well. But you are a big boy, look at what you are doing. If you are doing it, the small little ones will follow your footstep. For now, we see through a glass darkly. All the things you see on television, they are not real, including the news. You want to ask a question? What question do you want to ask me? Joy Lenny Chandler, they are not real. Everything is presentational. That Adam TV you watch, the white people speaking tree. Have you seen the white person? You people. Middle. Ravi, and when you look at their mouth, you can see the person is free speaking, but the sound is coming. Beverly, go and sit down. I like your shoe. Tell me where mommy bought it, okay? So I can buy some for my son. It's a nice shoe. Even myself, if I get the one with the light, I'll like it. This Christmas, I'm going to get a shoe with light. Like safe church, you don't have sneakers. Let's get shoe. Hey, safe church, it's myself. Hey, look at my girls. Hey. I should remove my own for you. You can't, if you wear, you fall down. You can't, let me put jealous this shoe. Video man, you are doing my shoe. Do my shoe so I don't know that like, it's not a simple shoe. It's called Air Max. It's a very wild shoe. If you wear it, you know, you see that you are in the world. This shoe, if you wear it and you die, heaven straight. Peter will not ask you what brought you here. Quickly, then we close. Next one. A little foolishness. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 1. A little foolishness. Yes. Dead flies in the perfume make it stink, and a little foolishness decomposes much wisdom. A little foolishness decomposes much foolishness. If you put a little foolishness here and much wisdom here, the little foolishness will decompose the foolishness, much wisdom. You are a very silly girl. Foolish girl. One day I preach a message called Foolish Boys and Girls. Your foolishness is little, but it can decompose much wisdom. Let me tell you, wisdom is for young people. Wisdom is not for old people. Wisdom is for young people. Do you understand what I'm preaching? Or you are tired already? I'm about to close. A little foolishness. Listen. Don't engage yourself in foolish things. And don't let somebody even call you a foolish boy. Yeah.
The last one. A little boyfriend and girlfriend. A little boyfriend and girlfriend. I have a lot. My time is up. I just have to close. A little what? Boyfriend and girlfriend. A little boyfriend. Some of you,
as if you have the boyfriend you don't have, as if you have a girl, you're having a crush on the boy in your class. One day a certain girl wrote a letter to another girl in class 3. Dear Irajua, comma, I write to inform you to abstain from Jeremiah.
Abstain.
When we are abstaining from sex and abstaining from fornication, you are warning another class 3 girl. And the mother saw the letter in her book. She's writing to Irajua to abstain from Jeremiah. Hey, Jerry. Jeremiah, what do you say, Mebo? A little boy, some of you, that your boyfriend is your class teacher. Your boyfriend is your class teacher. Yeah. And your class teacher has been calling you my wife. You see what I'm saying? They are here. They understand. They call you my wife. You don't see anything wrong with it. You are the only one the teacher sent to go and buy food. Yeah. If it is you, if you go and look at the food too, it's not any proper food. A walk plan. Oh, say. Your class teacher. You won't look for your size. Class teacher. At your age, 13-year-old girl, class teacher, you have slept with all the teachers in the school. Except the headmaster. Even the headmaster, you are looking for him. You show him something he hasn't seen before. Yeah. May God deliver us from little things that will spoil our lives in Jesus' name. If you took my envelope yesterday, come and drop it. I'm about to close. If you took my envelope, come and drop it here. You took, rush quickly, fast, with speed of light. God bless you. God bless you. Come and put it here. You took my envelope yesterday. God bless you. God bless. A little foolishness. This. Yeah. You see, some of you took the envelope. You are planning to write letter to another girl. But if you write that letter, it will not get to the girl. Hey, Efo, Ega Lema. Hey, you see. Yeah. As God sees these envelopes here, so He is going to see your lives all the days of your life. Yeah. Father, we thank you for this. Lift up your hand. Stand to your feet and lift up your hand. Father, we thank you. We pray that, Lord, may you not allow little things in our lives to spoil us. Deliver us from foolishness. Deliver us from little things that will spoil our lives. We declare that rather we will do little things that will make us progress and that will make us better in our Christian walk with you. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, if you have my envelope, I saw people holding my envelope, but they are not bringing it to. If you have my envelope, please try and bring it. Yes, come and arrest all of them inside.
Hallelujah.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.